Kia ora and welcome back to The Burnt Breakfast on RDU 98.5. Well, she is just about to put on an amazing performance at the piano. I'm absolutely delighted to have on the line with me right now the incredibly talented superstar of Aotearoa, Thaya. Good morning!
Oh, atamaria. Jeez, what a nice intro. Thank you very much.
That's half of my job here. Really, I just like hype people up and let the rest of the work. Sorry, that's
Play.
A terrible...
I love it.
How are you?
I'm really good. Like, I'm feeling good. Just in the middle of tour, also trying to, you know, finish my record. It's all go, but it's like, it's a joy. It's amazing.
And how's the tour so far?
Oh my gosh, it's been so fab. So far I've done Taranaki, Tauranga, Hawke's Bay, and Nelson. Yeah, it's just been really, really cool. Like, you know, should I say a little bit about what the tour is?
Give us a wee taster. Tease us.
Okay, so obviously you're listening to me, Thea, right now. However, I also have a side project called Te Kahu, which is entirely in Te Reo Māori, and it's really, you know, dedicated to my nannies and a lot of the mātauranga or the knowledge from, you know, back home where I'm from in Port Waikato. Anyhow, for this tour, Girl in a Savage World, I decided that I really wanted to bring both projects together to kind of just really focus on the songwriting and the storytelling aspects. And because Thea, like normally, like for example, I came back from the States maybe about a month ago, and I was performing at LA Pride and things like that. So normally it's very quite grungy, upbeat, riot girl vibes. And that doesn't necessarily, like, you know, stand shoulder to shoulder with my Te Kahu songs, which are kind of like throwback 50s, 60s. So yeah, I wanted to pretty much get a live band who I play with all the time for Te Kahu, strip both of these songs and projects back and play them in a really, really beautiful kind of nostalgic, warm setting where you're going to hear Waia Te Reo Pākehā and Waia Te Reo Māori together. And so it's been really, really cool because, like, a lot of people will come because they will know one of the projects. Like, a lot of people, and they're like, oh, this is great, and vice versa. So yeah, it's so cool. It's a really cool challenge.
Yeah, I'm so glad you've decided to do this because it did cross my mind a few times that I wasn't sure if people would know, like, you're both. And it's great you're combining them, and that's really cool. And we'll get into that, but just first, I do want to hear a little bit about the United States. How was that?
Oh yes, my goodness, it was so cool. So I was over there for both of my projects. For Thea, I performed at LA Pride. I performed twice, which was really cool, at like a side party and then also at the official after party, which was on like the boulevard.
Oh my god.
And it was just very cool. All the queers everywhere. Absolutely loved it. And then
I'm so jealous right now. You need to know that. I'm so jealous. And I wanted to say just quite quickly, I would have kind of never, like, pictured you for Pride, but it makes so much sense.
Really?
Yeah.
I like performing the gay clubs all the time.
Oh my god, that's so bitchy of me.
Oh no, you're good. Yeah, I feel like it was freaking awesome. Like, I've always done big gay art and all the really cool, like, Pride events
oh
here.
Oh my god, so I missed a boat on that. Oh, makes my day to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah, so such a vibe. My favorite thing that I did was I just performed at Some of Us Fest, which is like pretty much this exclusively like lesbian, trans and NB festival in the Sierra Nevada mountains, like about 3 hours from San Fran, and we all stayed on the like college kind of like you know, this campus in cabins. It was very cottage core. And so
I love that.
It was super, super dope. It's been a vibe. And then apart from that, sorry, I did perform in Canada for Te Kahu at the Calgary Folk Festival and the Yellowknife Folk Festival.
Oh, lovely.
So, it's been very, very special. Getting to do both projects is just so cool.
Man, and I've got to say, a music festival organized by lesbians was probably the greatest music festival ever.
You know it. There you go. You're onto it, Liam. You're onto it. Yeah. It was indeed. I absolutely loved it. Plus, it was like, you know, it was very like you rock up and people just have their titties out and it's just a great time.
Oh, love that.
very freeing, a very good time. Not me. I choose my big bag t-shirt, but props to everyone who felt comfy doing that themselves.
Right. Now, I want to get back to your concert. Here, of course. Tell me, it must have been quite nice to kind of pick and choose and do this kind of specialty concert.
Yes. Oh, no, absolutely. Like, that was kind of half of the difficulty was that now I suppose I've kind of clocked up so many songs that it is difficult, like choosing between your children on which ones you're going to include in the song in the show and which ones you aren't, because it's only like a 75 minute long show. And I suppose I could do a 2-hour one if I really wanted.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's been really, really cool though. Sort of, you know, I've gotten to divide everything up into themes, and that was also what I wanted to do, to show that there are quite a few parallels between the two projects, regardless of language and genre, you know. So for like the themes that really, you know, shoot across both of them, of course, like belonging, tūranga waiwai, you know, politics, religion, female empowerment, you see those common themes through both projects, so it totally made sense to combine them for this show.
Oh, good on you, and absolutely right. And there, well, I read a wee pull quote from you that said this is really all about storytelling. And I'm so excited for that, because, you know, sometimes concerts very much kind of don't have a theme or a story about them. So I feel like that's really refreshing. And there must be some beautiful stories told here.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Well, funnily enough, that's half of the, you know, feedback is kind of, interestingly, is that people obviously really love the music, but they also, yeah, they do. They just love the stories and the kind of weaving together of everything, because they do definitely dig from, you know, obviously personal experience is what I write from. So stories to do with, you know, my nannies and our back home at the marae, but then also, you know, what has gone into, or what has been like the main reason for some of the songs, like Not Your Princess, for example, was definitely quite a stab at the record industry and the like lavish parties. Meanwhile, us artists are relatively like impoverished kind of thing. So it's quite honest. But I feel like, seeing as this is more like an arts festival circuit show, I feel like the people that are coming automatically are not necessarily wanting like a rave, obviously.
They're keen to
sit and listen and be more contemplative. So it just seems like the perfect way to be able to do this.
Absolutely. And I just know you're going to hit it out of the park. I will say, though, you should put on a rave one day.
I know, right? Like, have you heard of Morning People?
Oh, yeah, we love Morning People.
Yeah. I've thought about that. That could be a good time.
That is a great idea. Oh, my God. I love it. Hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's been an absolute honor and a delight to talk to you. And, yeah, everything you do is just so beautiful and gorgeous and so perfectly executed. So this has been a real pleasure for me, and I'm so excited for your show. I guess I should ask real quickly, where can people get tickets?
Oh, good point. You can go to, so I'm being brought down to my gorgeous hometown of Ōtautahi from Word Festival Christchurch. So you can literally get tickets either from my website, which is Te Kahu, so it's literally T-E-K-A-H-U AAHU.com. Just go there and you can see tickets. Or go to Word Christ Church's website and you can find them there.
Brilliant. Hey, Thea, thank you so, so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Liam. Appreciate it. Thank you all. I look forward to seeing you.
Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
And that was the gorgeous Thea talking about her upcoming show. Go check that out. It's going to be amazing.